Our scripture reading comes from Psalm 40.
今天的圣经经文是诗篇四十篇。这是上帝的话。我曾耐性等待耶和华，他垂听我的呼求，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我的脚步稳当。他使我口上轻歌，就是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。那依靠耶和华不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事，并你向我们所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明。若要成名，其事不可胜数。祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。燔祭和素祭非你所要。那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神哪，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。我在大会中宣传公义的声音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。耶和华呀，这是你所知道的。我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已成名你的诚实和你的救恩。我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。耶和华呀，求你不要向我止住你的慈悲，愿你的慈爱和诚实常常保守我。因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我的心含胆战。耶和华呀，求你开恩搭救我。耶和华呀，求你速速帮助我。愿那些寻找我要灭我命的一同暴愧蒙羞，愿那些喜悦我受害的退后受辱，愿那些对我说啊哈啊哈的因羞愧而败亡，愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说当尊耶和华为大。但我是贫苦穷乏的，主乃顾念我，你是帮助我的搭救我的。神啊，求你不要单言。这是今天上帝的话。
Many people only think about the birth of Christ in December.
不少人呢，只在十二月份才会想到思考耶稣基督降生的问题。
But every Lord's Day, we celebrate His birth, His perfect life, His substitutionary death, and His glorious resurrection and ascension.
但是我们却在每一个主日庆祝他的降生，颂扬他完美的一生，他代赎的死。和他荣耀的复活与升天。
In Psalm 40, we see a clear promise of the coming of the Messiah who brings life and conquers death.
从诗篇四十篇，我们看到那位救主弥赛亚将要到来的十分清晰的应许。
First, we see that God has delivered, and second, we see that God will deliver.
首先，我们来看上帝已经完成的救恩的工作。其次，我们再看上帝即将实施的救赎的工作。
The psalm opens with praise and thanksgiving in verse 1.
诗篇以赞美和感恩开篇，第一节。So I read the okay. 我曾耐心等待耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
David recounts God's rescue in the past.
大卫在数算上帝过往的救赎。
David says that he waited patiently.
大卫说，我曾耐心等候。
It basically reads, I waited and waited.
他实际上是在说，我等啊等啊，我一直在等。
David is expressing the intensity and earnestness that he felt while in distress, waiting for God's deliverance.
苦难中的大卫，在表达他如此热切和诚挚的仰望上帝的救赎。
David says that God inclined to him and heard his cry.
大卫说，神垂听了我的祷告。
God turned and heard David cry out for help.
上帝转而听见了大卫求救的哭声。
The imagery is like a father turning to hear his child.
这是一幅画面，这个画面是一位父亲转身听见孩子在困境中挣扎的画面。
And now verse 2.
Sorry.
Verse 2.
Oh, verse 2. Sorry. 第二节，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
David's cry for help is as serious as it gets.
大卫哭求的喊声，其迫切和严峻的程度都无以复加。
The word rendered pit is typically used for wells.
在这里，深坑一词，
The bottom,
通常代表深井的意思。Sorry.
The bottom of a well, obviously, is a place of hopelessness and almost certain death.
井的底部毫无疑问就是无望之地，几乎等同于死亡。
The word also is used in a figurative sense for the realm of the dead.
这个词呢也被用来比喻死亡的境界，就是我们国人常说的黄泉。
Miry bog carries the same idea.
淤泥和泥潭也有类似的语境。
The imagery with the pit of destruction and the miry bog is death.
深坑和淤泥这样的画面代表着死亡。
David is basically at the point of death when he cries out to God.
可以说大卫是在死亡的边缘向神求救。
If God does not intervene, there is no way out for him.
除了神的介入，大卫没有出路。
But God rescues David from death, drawing him up out of the pit and mud.
然而神救大卫脱离死亡，神从坑里，从淤泥中把他拉上来。
And not only that, God sets him on a rock, a firm foundation.
不仅如此，神还把他的脚立在磐石上，使他站得稳当。
He is sinking in a watery, muddy grave when God pulls him up and sets him on a rock.
当大卫沉沦在阴湿、泥泞的坟墓中，神把他拉上来，又使他的脚立在磐石上。一个安全稳妥的所在。
This is a place of stability and assurance.
这是一个安全稳妥的所在。
God delivers David from destruction, the worst possible place to be.
上帝救大卫脱离毁灭，这是人能到的最糟糕的地方。
And then God places David on a rock, the best place to be.
然后呢，神就把大卫安放在磐石上。这又是人能够去到的最好的地方。
A place of strength and power.
一个充满力量和能力的地方。
David could be referencing his time as a fugitive from King Saul.
这是大卫作为一个逃犯，躲避扫罗王追杀的时期。
The rightful king David is running from the false king.
这位公义的王大卫，躲避那位荒谬的王。
God rescues David from certain death out of the pit of destruction.
神救大卫脱离必死的命运，逃离毁灭之坑。
And not only that, God sets David's feet on a rock, giving him the throne in Jerusalem.
不仅如此，神使大卫的脚立于磐石之上，又在耶路撒冷赐给他王位。
David goes from suffering and death to abundant life.
大卫从痛苦和死亡中走向丰盛的生命。
This is always how God operates with his people.
神总是这样带他的百姓。
He saves us from death and destruction and gives us life and blessing.
他救我们脱离死亡和毁灭，又赋予我们生命和祝福。
This is our doctrine of justification.
这个不就是我们的称义的教义吗？
We owe God an infinite debt of sin.
我们亏欠了上帝无穷的罪债。
And we are buried in the pit of sin and death.
我们被埋在罪孽和死亡的坑里。
God pardons our sin and cancels our debt.
上帝赦了我们的罪，免了我们的债。
But he doesn't just bring us back to zero like Adam before the fall.
但是神没有仅仅把我们归零。
He lifts us up from the pit, but he doesn't set us on neutral ground.
他把我们从坑里拉出来，没有让我们回归中性。
He gives us Christ's infinite righteousness.
他给了我们基督永恒的义。
We go from infinite debt to infinite righteousness in a moment.
在一瞬间，让我们从无穷的罪债到永恒的公义，实现了这样的跨越。
Not only does God save us, He makes us witnesses to His greatness. We see in verse 3.
神不但救赎我们，他也让我们成为他伟大作为的见证人。这是第三节里面说的。他使我们口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
David sings a victory song celebrating God's rescue.
大卫在这里唱的是一首胜利的歌，一首赞美神救赎的歌。
It's a new song because it's a new victory for God.
这的确是一首新歌，因为这是神新的胜利。
David takes no credit for the rescue.
在这样的救赎里，大卫不自居其功。
All the praise belongs to God.
一切荣耀归于神。
David now becomes a testimony to God's power to save and his love for his people.
现在大卫成了一个见证人，见证上帝救赎的大能和他对自己百姓的爱。
David uses a play on words with see and fear. These two words sound alike in Hebrew.
大卫交替地使用看见和敬畏这两个词，在希伯来语中这两个词的发音相近。
Many will see what God did for David, not just hear his song, and they will fear or stand in awe of God.
人们看到上帝为大卫所做的一切，不仅仅只是听他的歌，他们还要敬畏地站立在惊颤中，对上帝的惊颤中。
They will put their trust in the Lord.
他们把他们的信任放在神的身上。
David becomes a trophy of God's grace that God uses to bring others to faith in him.
大卫成了上帝恩惠的奖杯，上帝借着大卫让其他人归信于他。
What is the benefit for those who believe in the Lord? We see in verse 4.
那些仰望耶和华的人有什么益处呢？第四节，那依靠耶和华不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。
God is the object of our trust.
上帝是我们信靠的目标。
David says, trust in the Lord, don't turn to the proud.
大卫说，信靠耶和华，不理会狂傲。
This word can refer to pride or arrogance.
这话是指着骄傲和傲慢说的。
The Hebrew word also can refer to Egypt and other enemies of God.
而这个词在希伯来语中可以指向埃及和其他神的仇人。
David is saying, don't turn to the enemies of God who are proud and don't go astray after a lie.
大卫在说不可转而投靠神的仇敌，他们是狂傲，也不可偏离正道去跟从谎言。
They are the opposite of God.
他们与神背道而驰。
God is trustworthy and his word is true.
上帝是信实的，他的话也是真实的。
Don't turn aside to the deceitful enemies and their lies.
不要转身去跟从狡猾的仇敌和他们的谎言。
We all trust something.
人总要信点什么。
We can either trust in the Lord and His word, or we can trust in the enemy and his lies that would bring us to the pit of destruction.
我们要么相信依靠耶和华神和他的话，要么我们相信敌人和他的谎言，只是他们会把我们带进毁灭的深坑。
Now verse 5.
那现在第五节。耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事并你向我所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明，若要陈明，其事不可胜举。
Now David addresses God himself and tells of his greatness.
那么现在大卫是向神直接说话，述说神伟大的作为。
Only God does wondrous deeds.
神迹奇事只属于神。
Only the covenant-making and covenant-keeping God delivers his people through his wondrous deeds, and he sustains his covenant people through his wondrous deeds.
唯有立约并守约的神借着他的奇妙作为救赎他的百姓，神也透过他的奇事扶持护理他的圣约百姓。
David highlights God's wondrous deed of deliverance in verse 9.
是大卫在第九节特别强调上帝救赎的奇事。我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。耶和华呀，这是你所知道的。
God has many wondrous deeds, but his greatest is his salvation of his people.
上帝有许许多多的奇妙的作为，但他最大的作为就是他对自己百姓的救赎。
David has proclaimed it in verse 10.
那么大卫在第十节里面特别宣告的这个作为，我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩，我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
Steadfast love is God's covenantal love that is only for his people.
慈爱是上帝圣约里的爱，这爱的对象仅限于神圣约的百姓。
David testifies of God's covenantal love to the covenantal community, the great congregation.
大卫见证了上帝对圣约群体的圣约之爱，这个圣约成群体就是神的大会。
This is how it works for all of God's people.
这对于神的子民来说意味着什么呢？
He saves us from the pit of destruction.
他把我们救出祸坑。
We are trapped in sin and darkness facing certain death.
我们现在罪和黑暗的陷阱里面对必死的命运。
Not only physical death, but everlasting spiritual death.
不仅仅是肉体的死亡，更是灵魂的永久的死亡。
There's no possibility of escaping that fate on our own.
靠着我们自己，我们无法逃脱这样的命运。
And God reaches down and delivers us from the pit. He sets our feet on a rock, forgiving our sins and granting us the righteousness of Christ.
神从天上赐下拯救，救我们脱离深坑，使我们的脚站在磐石上，赦免我们的罪，又把耶稣基督的义赐给我们。
And then we proclaim what God has done.
因此我们宣讲神的作为。
He puts a new song in our mouth and we sing praise to God.
他使我们口唱新歌，就是赞美神的话。
We do this every Lord's Day.
每一个主日，我们都这样做。
The covenant community gathers and we sing of God's salvation.
圣约的群体聚集，唱颂神的救赎。
We tell the good news of deliverance in the great congregation in the corporate worship of the body of Christ.
我们在大会中宣告救赎的佳音，这就是耶稣基督身体里的共同的敬拜。
Verse 11 then is a transition from the first half of the psalm to the second half.
第十一节是上半段诗篇向下半段诗篇的过渡。So should I read 11?
Okay.
耶和华呀，求你不要向我止住你的慈悲，愿你的慈爱和诚实常常保佑我。
In verses 1 through 10, David recounts God's deliverance in the past.
在第十节到第一节到第十节里，大卫列举了数算了上帝过往救赎的工作。
And now he looks forward to future deliverance.
那么现在他期盼着神未来的救赎。
David knows that God has rescued him from destruction, and he is confident that God will rescue him again in the future.
大卫知道自己已经蒙上帝的拯救，脱离了毁灭。他也坚信，在未来的日子里，神必然。要再次搭救他。
God's covenantal love and his faithfulness to his covenant people will preserve David.
神在圣约里的爱和他对圣约百姓的信实必将守护大卫。
At the beginning of verse 12, David begins his prayer for future deliverance.
在第十二节里，大卫开始为未来的拯救祷告。So should I read the whole verse of 12?
Yeah,
okay. 十二节。因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。
David needs deliverance because he has external enemies.
大卫需要神的救赎，因为他还面临着外在的仇敌。
Then we see verse 14 and 15.
这就是我们在十四节和十五节里看到的。大卫祷告说。愿那些寻找我要灭我命的一同报愧蒙羞，愿那些喜悦我受害的退后受辱，愿那些对我说啊哈啊哈的因羞愧而败亡。
David has an internal enemy as well, his own sin.
大卫也有一个内在的仇敌，就是他自身的罪。第十二节 Sorry, go ahead.
His sins have piled so high that he can't see.
大卫的罪堆积如山，如此之高， 以至于他自己无法看见。
But David has confessed his sin.
但大卫认罪。
He is repentant.
他也悔改。
And the consequences of his sin are so great that he needs deliverance.
但他的罪孽如此之大，他需要拯救。
So David pleads with God in verse 13.
所以神在第十三节里向神，大卫向神恳求。他说：耶和华呀，求你开恩搭救我，耶和华呀，求你速速帮助我。
God has rescued him in the past, so now he cries out to God to deliver him now.
大卫，他知道上帝在过去救过他，所以现在他再次呼求神的搭救。
And now verse 16.
那么现在是十六节，十六节，愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的当说，当尊耶和华为大。
When God delivered David in the past, he responded by testifying of God's wondrous deeds in the covenant community.
从前当神救赎大卫的时候，大卫的回应是在圣约群体中见证神奇妙的作为。
And now he anticipates the proclamation of God's greatness by God's covenant people.
那么现在他就料想神的圣约子民也要同样的宣扬神的大能。
They only seek him because God sought them first.
他们单单寻求神，是因为神先找到他们。
They only love their salvation because God granted them a heart of love.
他们单单喜爱自己的救恩，是因为神给了他们一颗爱心。
They only say great is the Lord because God delivered them from the pit of destruction.
他们单单颂赞耶和华伟大，是因为耶和华拯救他们脱离祸坑。
When God rescues his people, he does not do it from afar.
当神拯救他的百姓的时候，他不是从远处隔空而行。
He says in verse 7, Behold, I have come.
在第七节里他说，看哪，我来了。
He comes to us.
他来到我们中间。
When we are in the pit of destruction with no chance of escape, he comes to us.
当我们身处祸坑里，没有机会逃脱的时候，他来到我们面前。
When the enemy surrounds us, filling our head with lies, he comes to us.
当仇敌环绕我们，用谎言充满我们的头脑，他来到我们中间。
We can't go to God, so God comes to us.
我们无法接近神，所以神寻找我们。
And he comes bringing deliverance.
他的到来，他带着拯救。
He comes to his covenant people in the incarnation.
他道成肉身来到百姓中。
He has come to bring life.
他的到来带来了生命。
He comes to bring life to those in darkness.
他的到来为黑暗中的人们带来光明。
And if we look at verses 7 and 8, we have to ask, can this be David speaking?
我们再看一下第七节、第八节，我们会问，这难道是大卫在说话吗？
David is a man after God's own heart.
大卫是个明白神心意的人。
But it wasn't written of him that he would do God's will, and he certainly didn't delight to do God's will perfectly.
但是在这里，这位能按着神的旨意行事的，写的不是大卫，因为他无法完美的行出神的意志。
This can't refer to David.
这两句经文是不是针对大卫说的？
This refers to the coming Messiah.
这是那位我们将要来的弥赛亚救主。
The prophets foretold that the Messiah will delight to do God's will.
先知们曾预言那位弥赛亚将乐于行出神的旨意。
In Psalm 1 verse 2, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
诗篇一第一篇第二节是这样写的，唯有他喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
He has come to deliver us by fulfilling the law in our place.
他的到来是为了我们的拯救，替我们成全律法。
Christ has delivered in the first advent.
耶稣基督已经成就了第一次降临。
He became a man, the second and last Adam.
他成为人，就是第二个和最后的亚当。
He fulfilled the will of the Father perfectly as it is written.
他完美地成就了天父的旨意，就像经上所记的。
He died in our place.
他代替我们受死。
He rose again from the dead for our justification.
他从死里复活是为我们称义。
He ascended into heaven.
他升入高天。
And sat down at the right hand of God.
坐在父神的右边。
After completing his redemptive work.
在他完成了他救赎工作之后。
And Christ will deliver in his second advent.
将来耶稣基督要第二次降临。
He will not come as a baby in a manger, but as a victorious conquering king, rescuing his people from the final enemy of death.
他再来的时候不再是一个马槽里的婴儿，而是一位战无不胜的君王。他要从最终的死敌手里拯救他的百姓。
He was born that man no more may die.
他的降生是为了那些信他的人不再死。
So we celebrate our incarnate king who brings life and conquers death.
因此我们颂赞我们这位道成肉身的君王，他带来生命，也征服死亡。
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。最仁慈的天父，你乐意屈尊下来，通过你的话语来向我们说话。求你赐下你的恩典，使我们不仅仅听你的圣道，也在我们的生活里面活出你的圣道，在我们的实践中活出你的圣道。求你赐下圣灵的恩典，使我们相信你的恩，你的应许，使我们在生活中活出你的爱子，我们主耶稣基督的形象，来荣耀你荣耀的名。求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。